Minister Jerome, you're on the prayer line.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, we open the prayer line with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, Father. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this right now word that's about to go forth on this line. Father, we ask that you would clear our hearts and our minds to be able to receive this word tonight. And Father, we thank you for your wisdom going forth, oh Father. We ask that it would give us direction. And Father, we ask that your anointing will flow over this line. And we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction, Father, that's contrary to the word. We thank you for your understanding going forth, and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Trelinda.
Good evening, and welcome everyone to our Full Gospel House of Prayer Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a service on Wednesday nights, and our Wednesday night prayer line number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can listen to the entire church service live on that same 916 number. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660, or feel free to email at fghprayer@yahoo.com. You can also submit your prayer request on our website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. We are planning our next in-person service for Sunday, November 13th at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. Please enter through the rear. We are continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It is very simple. You will log into your account and then type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We are linked with that email address, which is again fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you are using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. And now Sister Penny has a special announcement.
Yes, thank you, Sister Tamara. Sister Talanda. The special announcement is this coming Sunday, October 23rd at 1:30, we will have our next exaltation. And so those of you who are able to get on the prayer line at 1:30 to support the person who has been chosen, please do so at 1:30 on October 23rd. That's this coming Sunday. Also, by November 1st, please let me know if you are in need of a turkey. Pastor Smith will be giving out gift certificates for people to pick up a turkey, but I need to know your information by November 1st so we can get that out to you before the holidays. We will have a shut-in for December the 3rd. The information, more information, it will be following, and we will let you know as time gets near. Thank you very much. Back to you, Sister Talanda.
It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies under 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. Thank you, and God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Deacon Ray. I just want to give a testimony that you prayed for my brother-in-law last week for the procedure last Wednesday. I got word from my sister that the following morning that everything went great. He's currently healing and no after side effects or anything. Thank you, God, for watching over my family, Lord.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this word tonight, your word of encouragement for your people. Father, we are in the earth, oracles of God, and you give us revelation and insight, and it comes from you when we allow you to take over our lives. So, Father, we need revelation tonight. insight from the Holy One of Israel. Thank you for anointing this word tonight by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of Genesis 12:1-3 and Luke 1:28-33. Again, Genesis 12 chapter verses 1-3 and Luke 1:28-33. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement for Abraham's seed. We are the descendants of Abraham's seed when we are saved and receive Jesus as Lord of our lives. And God made promise to Abraham, and those promises also fell upon his seed, his descendants. And so this is a word of encouragement to many who go through struggles in life concerning the things that God has anointed you in your mother's womb with destiny and a word. If you are Abraham's seed, a descendant of Abraham, God, we have a word. It's inside of us. And that word flows into our lives by the anointing of God. And when God gives you a word, you have to trust him to bring it to pass. And so there are many Abraham seed, talking about the descendants of Abraham tonight, they have problems. Many times it's severe, where that word that's inside of them, anointed by God, a divine word is inside of you because you are the descendants of Abraham. And we have to trust God for manifestation of the word. So that doesn't mean that you're not going to experience trials and tribulation, because Abraham did. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the grandson, Joseph, all experienced different things before manifestation. And so many times we have problems, but we're going to see by the word of God what the word of God says about this. We're going to begin with Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 3.
And it reads, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed."
This is a divine promise to God from Abraham and his descendants. Believers, we are descendants of Abraham. This is a promise that God made to Abraham. And when God make a promise, he don't take it back. His promises are yes and amen. And so Abraham received this promise from God. I pray that people are alert tonight and awakened, and those that are going through struggles, because we all go through that struggle when God gives us a divine word, a word of revelation to you personally about your life. Even when there are struggles and there's all kinds of things that interfere with the word, with the prophecy, when his word is sent to you, it's going to prosper in the thing where it was sent to do. And so Abraham received a promised word. And the word was a blessed word. He says in this word, the Lord said to Abraham, he hadn't become Abraham then. He said, leave your country, your relatives, and go to a land that I will show you. And I will give you many descendancies. We are the descendancy of Abraham. And they will become a great nation. I will bless you and make you great so that you will be a blessing. Now, this is the main thing. You have to receive this because this is the word of God. That's when difficult comes. That's when things come to hinder the blessings, when things come to hinder the manifestation. said, I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. And through you will I bless all nations. And so many times we go through, we have to, because this is a word, a promise. He said, I'm going to bless you. It's a promise word. And anyone that interfere with my blessing, God said, I'm going to curse that thing. And what we have to understand, that this didn't happen to Abraham overnight. Abraham had to go through different steps, different lessons of life. And you and I cannot escape it. Sometimes we try to escape it, but you cannot escape the lessons of life or the steps that included in that lesson. It's impossible to escape it. You have to trust God when you're going through a place of lesson, learning, training, teaching. God wants you to know when you're going through that place, and we all have to go through it with Abraham's seed. Lessons mean instructions and teachings and different warnings, and through the lesson you receive wisdom and advice from God and information from God. And many times when you get all off balance, he'll reprimand you, meaning the spirit of rebuke will come to get you back in line. And all of this happened for you to have an awakening. It happens for everyone. But Abraham had to make steps. The first step was separation. And so many people can't deal with separation because separation means many things. Many times when we have to achieve something really great, and we're in a place where we're trying to survive, we have to do what? Separate from things that desire to kill off that that manifestation. You mean you have to really physically separate yourself from some people. Then there are some times that, especially with family, you have to get into a place, I'm talking about separation, when there's indifference of opinion. They thinking one thing, and you know that God has the word over your life. You have different opinions. And so you separate yourself. You don't talk about those things. You don't bring them into your conversation because you have different opinions. And they think one thing about it. You begin to talk about it to them, it's going to be a heated argument, and they're going to think this, that, and other. So there's an indifference of opinion. So you keep your opinion to yourself because you know that you know what God has spoken to you, and you want to be in that place where you can achieve these things. And so separation comes in many different areas. Sometimes you have to withdraw yourself from people until that manifestation comes because you're in a mode of survive. I'm trying to survive, so I have to make a departure. I have to break myself from you because of the disharmony is killing my vision. And so sometimes you have to disengage yourself. You have to move apart. And so God knows. All of us, we have to do God in different ways, but Abraham had to do it drastically. He had to separate from his family. And he said, I'm going to show you a land, and I'm going to cause you to have many descendants. And he made these promises to Abraham. He said, I'm going to make you great. I will bless you. Those who bless you, I'm going to bless them. Those who curse you, I'm going to curse you. And all the earth shall be blessed. It's not because of Abraham's greatness, but because it was about God. His blessing was about God. His blessing depended on him through God. And so we all go through those things. If you're Abraham's seed, you walk through that path. You go through those lessons to be educated. And what those lessons bring forth for you and I, it's development. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It goes in a place where it's a process where you began to see improvement, and through the improvement, you began to grow, and things began to get better for you. And then you get in a place where you are strengthened, where God can expand you, and where you get breakthroughs. But no earthly person can do that. And so many times, that's when God have us to back off from people. It doesn't mean disappear. It means step out, get out the way. Let this individual go through a place of development. Let this person go through that process. Because many times we hinder development in believers. Well, we need to just step back and allow God to take them through that process of development. And when God takes you through that process of development, whenever you have need strength, you have to get the saints to God. It's the word of God. God goes into that place and enables you to be strong. When Abraham got in a weak place, as he was going through the process of development, you know, he made many things that he created, some things that caused him to be halting, some things that stopped the increase and caused what decrease, because he was going through a place of development. But the Lord visited Abraham. We need to let God visit people. And when God visited Abraham, his everything about God came into a place of growth and promotion. And after God gave Abraham a visitation through the development, everyone have to go through this. You cannot be their God. You cannot be there, the one to get them revelation. You cannot do it unless the Holy Spirit allow you to do it at a time, but he's going to pull you back, saints. That happened in all believers' life who are going through a place of development, a place of improvement, a place of progress, a place of increase. They need God to bring them in a place of promotion. Humans cannot do that. And so this is what God did for Abraham. As he was going, he made Abraham a promise. He made you and I a promise. And the flow of God was in the mix of that promise. And no one could stop the flow of God. Even when Abraham got off course and began to decline, the Spirit of God gave him a visitation. He came into a place of an awakening. And he was strengthened to be obedient. Why? Because God has placed a promise within him. Within him. And it depended on God to bring that to pass. And so Abraham had to go to a place of cultivation. And so many times people get totally twisted. Because I know I did it one time. You not understanding until that period come in your life when God allow you to know you're learning something. I'm teaching you something. I'm educating you. You got to exercise it, and that means practice this for me to give you direction and information for you to be in that place, a manifestation. Lessons and direction and instruction and development and cultivation always come before great manifestation, saints. And through that process, many things going to come to bring your life into a jigsaw, into a crossword puzzle, into a place where you're scratching your head and wondering what is going on. I can imagine what Abraham was going through, because it's a process, and we all experience that. And so we need to know God cannot lie. And if God had promised you, see, you got to get this tonight, because inside of you and I, all of us, there are Abraham's seed, God has placed a talent inside of you, a gift inside of you, something that he desired for you to accomplish. But you have to be trained. And that whatever that skill that God has placed inside of you personally for you to gain in this world or in this world, we need many areas in our life that have to be skillfully handled by God for us to gain in this world. Because this world is a world of competition. And so God placed something inside of you, a great talent, a great gift. And the Spirit of God brings it into development when you don't give up. There are some people never go through the process of development. And they always want to point their fingers at someone else when they were the one who didn't allow God to educate them, to give them direction or information or wisdom with what God placed inside of them. You're going to see by the word of God tonight. Again, Luke 1:28-33, please.
And it reads, and the angel came into her and said, "Hail, highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end."
This is to the point. The Lord visit Mary through an angel and announce a word over Mary's life. Pronounce the word, announce the word over her life. This word came from God. It was ordained by God for Mary. It was a guarantee to Mary that I'm going to maintain you. And I'm going to empower you with this word. This announcement came to her concerning the birth of Jesus. The angel came to her and announced to her, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." This is prophecy to this woman's life. And she was troubled about it. She didn't understand it. And the angel said to her, "Don't fear. You will give birth to a son." God is so great. He even told her what to name the child. "And you will name him Jesus. He will be great. Will be called the Son of the Most High, the Most High God. The Lord will make him a king, as his ancestor David was. He will be the king of the descendants of Jacob. His kingdom will never end." God placed a word inside of the womb of Mary. A word, an announcement of something shall come to pass. It was a word of declaration. It was a guarantee word. It was a word of authority, a word that would establish Jesus, a word that would be guaranteed that God would maintain. I want you to know tonight, before you was born, God placed a word in your mother's womb, as he did for Mary. A word about your destiny. If you are Abraham descendant, a word to bless you, a word to allow you to know that in this life that I'm giving you, I have placed inside of the womb for you things you must accomplish thing that you must perform? Talk about skills. He placed inside of all of Abraham's seed the ability to accomplish. The ability to walk in achievement. The ability to live in this world. And for you to gain and not lose. Every seed of Abraham, the word of God placed a promise, a blessing over their lives. And there are many things, many different things that we individually, as Abraham's seed, have to experience to go into a place of development. Abraham experienced different things. Isaac, Jacob, and Jacob's son, Joseph. They all had to go through different places of development. It wasn't the same thing. You and I don't go through the same thing. It was a different process for them to go into that place, a manifestation for breakthroughs, for enlargement. They all had to go through different process of development. But through the development, through the process, they was cultivated to be a blessing, to gain, for enlargement to be over their lives. And that's for all, this is what the word of God says in the book of Genesis. He said that he will bless his descendancy. And they will become great nations. That's mean worldwide. He said it. God said it. And so when we are going through these developing procedures, these processes, this is a word of encouragement for you tonight to know that these lessons of development, these period of things that you have to learn, and nobody can teach you like the Holy Spirit. Men and women are limited. God had to go into that place where human couldn't go. For Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. No human couldn't do it. There were places in their lives that inspection only came in advancement from the Holy Spirit, and God would go into those places where he would strengthen them and give them information and wisdom how to walk in those places. For them to go forth and receive breakthroughs, for their lives to come into a place of enlargement. This is for those that are going through a training process right now, a place of development, because you're Abraham's seed. If you're Abraham's seed, the Spirit of God wants you to know tonight, I'm with you. I'm going to make you great. I'm going to bless you in the earth. And whoever or whatever situation, try to interfere with my word. He said, I'm going to curse it. I'm going to stop it. Why? Because it's all about God and his blessing to you tonight. So what am I saying to end this? You have to come into a place and be having an awakening in your mind. And Abraham had to have faith for this to come into operation. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph had to have faith. Faith means trust in God. Because there was no outside information for them. They didn't have YouTube. They didn't have social media. They didn't have people. They didn't have radio. They didn't have television. They had to trust what God said to them. We have so much now that we hang on to encourage us. But I want you to know tonight, God have the final word. These social medias, and people, they cannot bring this to pass in your life. Can't nobody bring that to pass but God. And so Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph trust God and have faith. And so that's for you and I tonight. Sometimes we try to hold on to these different tangible thing that's not life-giving, that's not sustaining, and think that's going to help us. I'm sorry. The word does not change for anyone. And what's so great about the word of God, when God brings you into a place of separation, in however way he does it, you don't have to give no one an explanation. No one. Zip. That's between you and God. And he separated us in many kinds of indifferences. In many kinds of ways, he withdraw us. Why? Because he wants that. That he has placed in you from through the womb for you to accomplish it, for you to achieve. It is up to us, individuals, to make that first step. Because he gonna give you some instruction. You're going to either do it or you're going to say, mm-mm, that's too much. I can't do that. And there are so many don't move forward. They don't move into that great place. They stay because they have a lack of faith and trusting that God is with me in this. Thanks, this is so real. And I've learned by faith to trust God. And one thing, you do not owe anyone an explanation. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, nor Joseph, gave no explanation, didn't explain anything. Joseph said, I'm trusting the God of Israel. He just, whatever came in his life, whatever came in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's life, when they got into their awakening, they held fast to the promises of God. They held fast to the promises of God. Someone get 1 Corinthians 2 and 5. I'm going to close it with this scripture. The first one, get it, please read. 1 Corinthians 2 and 5. Chapter 2, verse 5.
And five, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Just what I just said. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of humans, but in the power of God. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, they did not rely on the wisdom of humans. Humans are limited. But in the power of God. They trust God in his power and what he said. Mary had to trust God that what God has performed inside of her womb was blessed, was great. It was sent for a purpose that would never end to the descendants of Jacob. This is real, and this is the word of God. When God announced something over your life, it's the voice of God by his word. It's a guarantee. God decrees it. He declares it. He ordains it. He empowers that word to be established. That means manifestation. But until that thing, that process that you and I must go through until the development I'm talking about, we trust God in the process of development, meaning that God is with me. There's a word inside of me that God has given me. I believe him that he will keep me strong for that word inside of me come into a place of manifestation. This is the will of God for us not to go in circles and to be in confusion. That when God make a promise, he say, I'm God and I cannot lie. That's what it says in number 23 and 19. God is a man that cannot lie. He's a God that does not have to repent. As he said it, He said he will make it good because he's God. So what happened? As you get into that place of cultivation and development, you begin to enter into the rest of God, saying his promises over me is yes and amen, and it shall manifest. And I trust God. Until the manifestation come, I'm going to allow God to direct me. I'm going to allow God to speak. I will obey. And when there's time in my life that I must hold these things within myself as David did, that means withdrawing from talking about anything that God has promised you. Because you don't know. But then many times a person opens up their mouths, from the mouth the heart speaks, and it allows you to know this person is not in harmony with me. This person have a different opinion than what I believe about my life. This person I have indifference. So that's when you what? You separate. It don't mean you have to just leave people alone. You separate by the Spirit. And you know what line to draw and what conversation to interact with people. So, because I want my manifestation. I don't know about you. And what happened? It works because it is the Word of God. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. This is the word of revelation. It's the word of insight. It's from your word, God. And your word is a book of revelation. And God, we need to have an awakening now as never before. Because we're in a time now that everything, oh God, is unsure. But the word of God is sure. You're a God of promises. You don't work like humans work of this world system. You don't say one thing and change your mind. When you gave a promise to Abraham, that promise, God, came to pass. But Abraham had to trust God. He had to depend on God to bring forth the blessing. And God, we're in this time of life that we go through lessons of life. And God, you give us instruction. And the instruction is for improvement, for us to increase, to expand, to advance, and to receive breakthrough. There are so many need breakthroughs and need promotion in life, for life to become better for them, for them to be in a place, God, where they can expand and have an enlargement. And so many people get so angry when you think like that. They get so out of sort when you believe God like that. And they get in a place where they are no longer in harmony with you. They think that who you think you are to believe for such things. And that's when you just have to begin to just quiet yourself because they have a different opinion. And just leave it alone. And allow God to be God in your life. Because people have different opinions. And many times, God, you allow them to speak. That's what you did for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You allow them to speak what they think in their heart about you being blessed. And then the Lord Jesus will give us wisdom. He will give us direction, how to go about. That means he will give us advice if we listen. And that advice always leads to a great awakening in him. Father, awake your people tonight. Because we're in a world now where everything is in perplexity, tossed upside down. But we have to trust the God of Israel that he sent his son. By word, he spoke a word of prophecy. A word that was ordained, an announcement to the world, to Mary. And Jesus came for the purpose to reconcile us back to God, to receive the promise that God has spoken to Abraham about his descendants. So God, we that are saved and have Jesus as the Lord of our lives and receive him, we are the descendants of Abraham. And there's promises over our lives tonight. So in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Father, I thank you for the awakening tonight that the people of God, Abraham's seed and his descendant, that your word say anything that will interfere with the word I have given you, that God said, I shall stop. So God, let us be an awakening tonight for us to know by your word, that word that you've given us about our lives, the skills that's inside of us, the talent inside of us, for us to live in this world to gain and to walk in success. Anything that will hinder it, your word said you shall stop it. So, Father, I send your word tonight that the Spirit of God will remove fear and drive it out in the name of Jesus. Remove wavering unbelief. Remove mumbling, grumbling. People feeling sorry for themselves. Remove it, God, that self-pity is not of God. And I thank you now for the awakening for Abraham's seed, that the Spirit of God give them individual revelation, that the Spirit of God give them insight, that the Spirit of God will give them visitation, that the Spirit of God will go into that place, God, that they need to be strengthened in, that the process begin this night by faith in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for the increase. I thank you for the advancement. I thank you that things shall improve and become better this night by faith. And I call it done because of your word. You said so, and I believe it. In Jesus' name, be blessed. We'll be online tomorrow. Be blessed in Jesus' name. 8 o'clock California time, 2 hours different Eastern time. Be blessed. Receive this word tonight. It's the word of revelation. It's the word of truth. It came out of the mouth of God by his word. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bless you. And thank you for listening. Amen. Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Amen. Full Gospel House of Prayer family would Amen. Like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.